This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A vote in Ireland this May could scuttle constitutional protections against abortion. The abortion side seems desperate for the election to go their way, allegedly finding overwhelming support for abortion among doctors. A poll done on Twitter, yes, Twitter, with absolutely no controls, was reported as being a substantial, in fact, the most substantial polling of medics so far. But the support for abortion was a fraud. Pro-life groups in Ireland want the Irish Examiner newspaper to explain their reporting. Never mind the need for 2.3 children per family to simply maintain population, and that Europe is lagging far behind replacement levels. British legislation passed in 2016 uses tax law to discourage families having more than two children. Three families are suing to break the legislation. Their attorney says the law is incompatible with European and UN accords. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Oregon may not be as ardently pro-abortion as some think. An Oregon Right to Life survey of 500 likely voters late last month discovered a 70% opposition to late-term abortions. Only 36% of Democrats still support late-term abortions. A pain-capable unborn child protection bill has been introduced in Oregon's new legislative session. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.